great song for a controversial traffic design. The roundabout was the focal point of last night's Gulf Breeze City Council meeting and the CRA meeting, the Community Redevelopment Agency meeting. Sam Abel is the city manager. She joins us now. Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So I actually had it on for a little while. I had the YouTube version of the meeting on for a few minutes, and then I got pulled away by, honestly, it was baseball and the Democratic National Convention and cooking dinner for the kids. So, you know, I had to make some priority. I know, but I knew we would find out from you. So Highway 98 and 399, are we going to be having a roundabout there instead of the current overpass design?
Well, we didn't get there last night, Andrew. And so the goal for last night after a year-long study was to see if the council could form a consensus on a plan that they thought met the priorities of the advertisement for proposals a year ago, and then put that forth to our public and start, you know, gaining feedback from our local stakeholders. That didn't happen.
Huh.
And so they shared with us some things that they liked, some things that they still had concerns on. It was just a pretty heavy discussion back and forth, and pretty interesting. Of course, no transportation project happens overnight. So, you know, this has been, you know, years in the making since the discussions of expanding the bridge.
Yeah.
And our council has changed. And so some of the, you know, the viewpoints on the council have changed. And I think it was even illuminating, you know, for me. You know, for your listeners, Andrew, you know, here are the two sides, the tensions that we're describing.
And by the way, just to pause for a second, just in case people haven't seen the pictures, we've got the schematics that you guys proposed or that were proposed. I've got them up on our Facebook page. But the short version is a 6-lane overpass of Highway 98 going east and west. The current off-ramp from 98 east onto 399 and from 399 going north onto eastbound 98 would roughly stay where they are. But it would then be the other two directions, especially the going north from the beach and then getting on westbound, northbound to go back to Pensacola. That would be where the roundabout is underneath and to the north of that flyover. Just so it's, I know it's hard to describe these things in words, but that's kind of the best version of it. Go ahead. What did they decide last night?
Yes. So you did an excellent job. So obviously the most effective thing to do when you're widening the capacity of a bridge and you're widening Highway 98 coming into the city from the east would be to actually have the landfall of the bridge be north of Gulf Breeze. I think everybody can agree to that, that if you are dropping a larger bridge with more capacity into a city that is built out with large buildings, you know, with zero setback, there is a pinch point.
So you mean we should have run it, you know, there to the east instead of running it off of the original landing location?
That is what you right. So, you know, obviously that would have been Gulf Breeze's, you know, first preference, and it was what we talked about this a lot back in the day. Right. And so here we are. And so what FDOT has done, which I think is a very positive thing, surely they're a little battle weary after working on Cervantes and working on, you know, capacity issues in Navarre. Is a year ago, Jared Perdue, District 5 Secretary, sat down with Terry Fitch, and they talked about the challenges inside our city. We will be a pinch point because we're a built-out environment, and there is not one panacea. There is not one cure-all. And they, you know, we think you're on the right track with multimobility. So we put out an advertisement for proposal based on the priorities of our master plan, which are threefold. It is not just about, you know, improving traffic efficiency through the city. If that were the case, then we would sit back and FDOT would give us a plan and whatever just befell our city would befell our city. But instead, what our citizens have said is we, you know, they very highly prioritize multimobility. They want to connect the multi-use path from Pensacola to the National Seashore and east of us. Right now, that's bifurcated by the 399 overpass to get to the beach. So there's no way to get from here to there.
Yeah.
But then they also, you know, we've talked with Andrews and we've talked with App River. Our economic development strategy is a bedroom community. We recognize that we're not self-sustainable. If the economy shut down around us, we would not survive. And so it's super important that for our existing cluster industries, we ensure that they can stay and grow in place. So those conversations are just always happening routinely on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our city leadership is talking with Baptist and talking with App River. And so that's also a goal, is that the current 399 design, which is outdated, takes a lot of space. And so can we be more efficient with that space? Because on either side, you have Andrews and you have App River, who's abutting that area.
Right.
And then third, of course, is making sure that we're improving the efficiency to get to the beach. We can't fix everything. We can't fix the lights going through, you know, Gulf Breeze. But what we don't want to, you know, be, Andrew, is one of the abandoned old state routes in California, where we're prioritizing, you know, the interstate traffic and efficiency over the livelihood and the quality of life of our local residents. So last night was about, okay, if you put all three of those priorities, multi-use, you know, freeing up land space and traffic all together, what would that plan look like? And so the council got their answer after a year of study. They looked at that and they said, well, the most efficient thing, as you just pointed out, Andrew, for Highway 98 is keep that traffic moving, do a flyover, but then underneath that, have a roundabout where no one really is going the entire length of the roundabout. If you're coming in from the east,
right,
you know, you're doing kind of a half circle going north. So it was interesting because we had, you know, two on the council who said, hey, traffic is the chief concern. One of our council people said, you know, if Andrews or App River were to grow, that's just going to put more traffic on the street. Not in, you know, he wasn't really feeling the multi-use, you know, connectivity. It would be nice, but chief priority was whatever, you know, we could do to increase traffic. So he actually said, you know, let's just let the existing overpass system, let's maybe look at expanding that. But then he listened to the rest of the council, who talked about the economic development implications, talked about the livability, and really they all kind of came back to the center and they said, here's the deal. We really like the flyover on Highway 98. That makes a lot of sense. We have no problem with this proposal of how to get traffic to the beach. Our concern is traffic leaving the beach.
And so
we don't want to abandon, right, you know, we don't want to abandon these plans. A study like this is not cheap. I mean, we have invested. We have skin in the game,
so that we're not just in
the backseat.
So where did they land? What do they want as an alternative to what was provided in these drawings?
They don't know what they want, but they do not trust the data on a roundabout.
Okay.
I think that they're risk averse and just don't want to take that risk. And so they've asked our traffic consultant to propose an alternative for how traffic could be leaving the beach. And so, you know, we're not sure what that might look like. We're going to go back to the drawing board. What I heard last night is they don't want to abandon, you know, being more in the passenger side with FDOT and putting something forth on the table to say, you know, look, these other things in addition to traffic matter to our community if we're going to be resilient and thrive. But at the same time, you know, they said, we really like the 98 flyover. We like this proposal,
right,
how to get on the beach. We just don't feel comfortable with the traffic leaving the beach. And, of course, right now, the traffic leaving the beach, the merge is more in the town center, and that's
right,
the choking point. And I think that's why they had some concerns. Are we just putting that choking point, you know, closer to the beach, but not really removing the problem? So more discussions have to happen there.
And it'll be interesting, too, because without taking action right away, and it wasn't going to happen right away anyway, but it may be that you get to see what happens on the Pensacola landing side of the new 3-mile bridge when the roundabout and the bridge are done there, is you can really see whether it works or not. You know, I mean, I hate to be the person who says there might not, but, you know, that's, of course, the concern. One other quick thing, Sam, is the other part of the proposal was the two multimodal overpasses, one at the Publix and one down the way closer to the chamber office to Andrew Jackson. Did they approve those to move forward with those?
They did like those. Now, the overpasses, even though they cross over in a 98, those would not be owned by FDOT. So unlike the other project where we want to make sure we're, you know, at the table to have the conversation, the overpasses, those would be projects of the city.
Okay.
And so what we're talking about, you know, is something that you would see similar, you know, in Orange Beach, where it connects the two sides of our city, which are right now bifurcated by Highway 98. You know, our city, we do use low-speed vehicles to get around. We try to avoid our car when we can. And so we have the existing pedestrian overpass. This then would connect the multi-use loop that Andrew, you and I have talked to with your listeners, and connect them across the highway. And so they looked at the landing spaces. They talked to the consultants about, you know, why here and not other locations. And so that, I think, was received, you know, more favorably last night.
All right.
The next step, of course, is always going to be to look for, you know, leveraging local dollars and funding. So more will need to be done on that as well.
And just a real quick note on that. Those would allow for the golf carts, right? That would not be pedestrian only. They would allow for golf carts. Some of the renderings were not clear.
That's right. They would allow, so the intention is golf carts and any bicycles and kind of low speed.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, as I say, it's fascinating to see the possible future, especially with those three concerns as you outlined a minute ago. Sam Abel is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Thanks for the time, Sam. Great recap. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sure. Thanks, Andrew.